I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Approximately 30,000 of the 3 million nurses in the United States have doctoral degrees in nursing. The majority of these nurses with doctorates work as nurse practitioners, and a smaller percentage pursue a career as a nurse scientist. To talk about the training and day-to-day responsibilities of nurse scientists is Dr. Susan Newman. She's an associate professor and also director of the PhD in Nursing Science program in the College of Nursing at MUSC. Dr. Newman, what exactly is a nurse scientist?
Well, probably most simply stated, a nurse scientist is a researcher. And nurse scientists work to generate new scientific discoveries that inform clinical nursing practice that we ultimately hope will improve the health and well-being and quality of life of the patients that we take care of.
What sort of education is needed to get a degree as a nurse scientist?
So nurse scientists will want to pursue a PhD, and the curriculum of PhD program prepares them to do research. So there's coursework in research design and methods, data analysis, research ethics, research team leadership, all the essential skills that they'll need to prepare them to pursue a career in research.
Tell us about some of the typical professional responsibilities for a nurse scientist. For example, what does their day-to-day work involve?
The basic daily responsibilities of a nurse scientist are to generate new research questions, apply for research funding, run research studies where they collect and analyze data, and then ultimately share the findings from their studies with others so that we can make those important changes to improve nursing practice.
Do all nurse scientists work in an academic setting?
The majority of nurse scientists do work in academic settings, primarily doing teaching and research, but they can also work in industry, government, and healthcare administration.
Dr. Newman, what are some of the examples of the types of research going on with nurse scientists here?
So much of the research we do here at MUSC reflects the priorities of the National Institute of Nursing Research at the National Institutes of Health. So, for example, self-management of chronic conditions is a priority area. My work looks at how to teach people with spinal cord injury how to better self-manage the consequences of their injury so they have better quality of life and stay healthy.
What other areas of research are underway currently with other nurse scientists here?
Other nurse scientists here study how to improve care for patients with COPD and asthma, HIV, chronic wounds, cardiovascular disease, stroke, among other things. Additionally, we have researchers that are focusing on how to improve our healthcare system and are also doing global health studies in India and Africa.
Is this a career path that is in high demand in the U.S.?
I would say absolutely. It's important to distinguish there are two doctorates in nursing, the DNP, which is a doctorate of nursing practice for people who want to work as clinicians, and then the PhD for the researchers. It's interesting to note, in 2018, approximately 6,000 nurses completed a doctor of nursing practice program, but only 800 completed a PhD program. And as we mentioned early, many PhDs go into the faculty role, and there's a real need for nursing faculty right now. There is, in fact, a shortage. And projections say that by the year 2030, South Carolina will be the state with the fourth highest shortage of nurses in the United States. And it's important that we have enough faculty to adequately educate enough nurses to fill all those needed positions.
Dr. Newman, thanks for providing information about nurse scientists.
My pleasure.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.